We're celebrating a very important birthday in the Puget Sound region today. Microsoft Windows turns 30 years old. To this day, it's the core of Microsoft's business model, and it's still the most popular operating system in the world. So what's been the impact of Windows here in the Northwest? Margaret O'Mara talked to KUOW's Bill Radke about that. She's professor of history at the University of Washington.
Well, the Windows launch is what sets Microsoft on the road to becoming the world's largest and most important software company. And, you know, only a few months later, in March 86, it has its IPO. Just a note to everyone, if you'd bought a share of Microsoft stock on that IPO date, it would be worth $7,200 today. You would have bought it for $21. So,
nice move.
Nice move. It kind of puts Seattle on the map as a tech hub. And, you know, think about, for decades, this region was defined by Boeing. You know, this tends to be a company town, an industry town, and Boeing kind of set the tone, and it was a manufacturing company as well. You know, there were engineers, but there were also machinists on the line. Seattle was a place where you made things, a blue-collar town. And Microsoft's ascendance, and it was along with other, you know, important tech and biotech and telecom companies, but really starts redefining this region as a place that makes ideas. It's a knowledge economy hub, and that's really different.
How has that changed us, going from being a making things people to a knowledge economy?
One thing that has happened is that this has become a place that's full of lots of people from other places around the country and also around the world. Microsoft in particular has drawn in a really diverse workforce from around the world of highly educated migrants and immigrants from other places, and that's diversified the culture, made it more cosmopolitan. And it also has spun off a lot of other knowledge economy companies, direct spinoffs like Real Networks and Expedia. And then also, you could say, its biggest philanthropic spinoff, the Gates Foundation. All these institutions have really changed this region.
And then some people would say, or we feel like, maybe if it weren't for Microsoft, then there would be no Amazon here. I mean, if you think about it, what a colossal effect on our economy.
Yeah, well, certainly one of the reasons Jeff Bezos, he said, came to Seattle was because he knew there was a pool of software engineering talent here that Microsoft had drawn people in. You also have the University of Washington and its computer science program, which is now, you know, one of the very best and biggest in the world. And that was a draw, that having Microsoft here kind of paved the way for companies like Amazon to choose Seattle over other places.
Bring us up to today. How does Microsoft's history connect to us now, today?
A lot of talk today is comparing the Seattle tech economy with the Silicon Valley tech economy. And we see a lot of the similar things happening to these cities and regions that are hubs of tech. But I think that Seattle is different and that Microsoft had an influence on its difference. So it's a big company that dominated the scene for a very, very long time. But because it was such a big company, in some ways, the spin-off ecosystem, the sheer number of little companies going on in here is less than it is in the Valley. And Microsoft kind of, a lot of people worked at Microsoft, and people would stay at Microsoft because life could be pretty good at Microsoft, and you could do well. And that kind of slowed down some of the factors of change. So even though Microsoft and has changed the region a lot, you know, I look at it sometimes and I wonder, well, maybe it's kept some of the change from happening, or made it not happen quite as quickly as it does in Silicon Valley, in a way that on balance might be good for the region, and that the boom times may not be as high, but the busts aren't as low. And Microsoft created the stability because it was just so successful for so long that it kept the economy going along even in hard times of recession.
Margaret O'Mara is professor of history at the University of Washington. She spoke with KUOW's Bill Radke. It was 30 years ago today, November 20th, 1985, that Microsoft launched the very first version of Windows.